Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a nearly so terrible game. I nearly did the worst games ever intro there. It's not bad at all. A new game that has either just come out or will be coming out very soon. Yes. My name is Peter.
And my name is Ashton.
And today, Ashton is talking about a game that has indeed actually come out. It's not just an upcoming one.
Yeah, it came out yesterday at 4 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. BST. So I played it for a long time last night.
Yeah,
And that's Kena Bridge of Spirits. Mm-hmm. The new, I say new, it's the first game from Ember Lab.
Yes.
Which is a kind of, well, they're not a new studio, but they've been doing kind of movie stuff and focusing on films. And apparently, according to the Wikipedia page, video games was the logical next step.
Oh, was it?
So, according good for them,
to
I guess.
Mr. or Mrs. Wikipedia.
Mr. Lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, it's... You can kind of tell that they have a bit of a movie pedigree.
100%.
So before we get onto the plot of the game, tell us about the thing that it kind of first hits you with, which is its presentation and the whole vibe of the thing.
Yeah, so this game is stunning. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely gorgeous. It has just some of the most, like, I want to say ambient. That's that word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of just like, it's the most ambient kind of setting that I've like encountered in a while.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is amazing.
It is. I love the soundtrack.
And visually, it's just so crisp and perfect. It does feel like you're playing in a Pixar movie mm-hmm. kind of situation.
Yeah.
The cutscenes look incredible. And yeah. I think the thing is about them is that cinematographically wise, they look really pretty and they're kind of done. I don't know if it's because I just know that they've made movies before, but they just look so much. I think they look a lot more special than I think some other cutscenes do. You get kind of a sense of the scene, so you get like a shot of like some wind chimes or like a nice lens flare situation in the middle of like a cutscene.
So you feel like you can tell they were made by movie makers.
People who like, who can compose a really beautiful movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm playing it on the PS4 Pro. I know that you and Ben have both played it, but you've been playing it on the PS5.
On PS5, yeah.
And I think that even though I'm not on the PS5, I think it still looks visually stunning. Mm-hmm. The video you'll be seeing is from Ben's
PS5. Ben's capture,
so this is the PS5 version of it. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it doesn't lose a lot being on the PS4 Pro mm-hmm. at all.
That's good.
It is really a very pretty game.
It is. So we've got good presentation, but what is it they are presenting, Ashton? Tell us about the story and the world and the characters.
So Kena is a spirit guide in this forest that kind of acts as a middle ground for people who have died. So they've moved past the land of the living and they're going into the land of the dead. When you first start the game, you're surrounded by all these blue spirits that are sort of passing on to the next realm. But in this forest are souls and or spirits that have not quite passed on yet. So mm-hmm. they might have some very traumatized, or they might have some unfinished business, but they're sticking around in this forest. And you can tell they're a spirit because they have like a wooden animal mask on.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a tradition in this world, is that when someone passes away, you put a wooden animal mask on there. Grave that disintegrates as they move through into the like the underworld. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say underworld, the afterlife.
Yes. Depends if it's been good or bad.
Yeah, exactly. But those of the spirits that don't want to move on still have their wooden masks, and a lot of the time they're kind of wearing them either like as a mask, or a couple of the kids are wearing them like on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. And that's really like a nice touch. You can tell that they're a spirit because Kina doesn't have one, because yeah. she's not a spirit, she's a spirit guide. Mm-hmm. And the main antagonist so far is a spirit who is so sort of traumatized and angry that they are corrupting the forest.
Yeah.
So they're bringing kind of red, because it's corruption.
Yeah, red is bad.
Red is bad. All over the place. So the first encounter you have with them, they're kind of spawning the bad guys, the little wood creatures that you fight. Mm-hmm. And they're blocking paths, and they're generally just bringing corruption to the forest. And you're trying to figure out who this person is and how we can stop them. But we're also trying to get to the mountain shrine, which is something that like... you get told pretty early on.
Yeah.
But there's like different little paths that you have to take. So you meet two little kids mm-hmm. called, I forgot their name.
Gonna Google
One's
it.
Called Benny.
Benny.
Sire.
Sire.
Yeah. Those are the two little kids mm-hmm. who are very, very cute. Very cute.
Well, yeah. I think they're, so I've got maybe three issues I was going to bring to the table today. Okay. One of them, it's a real hot take. People are going to be... I'm going to get cancelled on the internet for this. I think that the kids and the rot, which we'll get to in just a moment, I'm sure.
Yes.
Are a bit like over-engineered on the cuteness scale.
Right.
They do just look like DreamWorks characters. And I mean that in a slightly negative way. Now, obviously, it doesn't ruin the experience yeah. for me, but I'm a bit like, oh, gosh. Like, I almost want to vomit when I look at how cute these characters are. And it reminds me of the Porgs in right, Star Wars yeah. The Last Jedi, where when they were revealed, some people were like, oh, my God, I love them. And some people were like, right, they've literally just been created to, like, sell merchandise.
Sell
or to
teddy
be,
bears or something.
Yeah, to be, yeah. like, the poster creature of yeah. the film. And I do kind of feel that about the rot, is that they're just slightly too like, look how big our eyes are and we're all squishy.
I disagree because I love how big their eyes are, and I love that they're squishy.
Yeah, I thought you were doing that. That's okay. I know that I'm a miserable man, but
yeah. Sorry about it.
As I say, not a big issue at all, but that's one of only three or four gripes.
Yeah.
So yeah, you see the cute kids around.
Yeah, they want to find their brother who has gone missing.
Yeah.
So you're trying to find him, which is the first sort of mission that you have to do. Mm-hmm. But it's all very linear. So
it is.
It's not a big open world area, so you're not just kind of running for vast amounts of time. It's all, you move from one area to, there's like a hub world, which is a village, that has different paths off it that you can sort of see when you're in there. But you can only really go down one to begin with.
Yeah, they're locked and you unlock each one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's, you gradually kind of open up areas and go through new areas, and like it's very linear. There is a bit of backtracking every now and then, but it normally leads you back around. You don't just have to like find your way there.
I like that. Actually really pleased it wasn't open world,
because yeah.
it can be a bit overwhelming sometimes.
It kind of reminds me of like the Lara Croft the remake, or the new ones that they yeah. put out, with the fact that it's very linear and the fact you go from one area to the next area. However, there is a kind of sometimes an area that's a bit bigger that you can like run
yeah,
around in and
yeah.
find stuff. But yeah, I think it's a really, like, so far, well done story. I've played for about 4.5 hours last night.
Okay.
Until I was like, oh, I need to go to bed now. It's too late now. And I really enjoyed it. So you were saying about the rots.
Yes.
There's these things called rots, and they're the little black kind of blobby creatures mm-hmm. That you can collect as you go through. So they're kind of hidden all over the place. Every time you complete like a mission, you might get a couple more.
Yeah.
Or a bit of the story, you might get a couple more that just appear. And they're basically the way that you kind of level up. So the more rots you collect, the more skills you can kind of unlock as you go forward.
Yeah, and they do things for you, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. So they can fight with you. They can... move things, they can unlock things, they can get in pots and kick out some crystals.
Yeah.
Or they can put things back together and they can eat little berries and you get karma. So there's two kinds of kind of currency. There's the karma, which is how you upgrade your skills and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there's the crystals, which I think are the most important thing, because that is how you buy new hats for your rots.
Yeah.
So every time I get a new little rot, he's just got his little mushroom hat on or something. And then you can just take him to a little hat shop and buy them all nice little hats and put the hats on them all.
Clover or
mushroom.
Toadstool.
My favourite one is the fox one. Which I got from pre-ordering.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cute.
Yeah.
It's amazing. However, I did find a couple of like first day glitches when playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of little graphical things coming in and out of cutscenes. So it might be like as the cutscene finished, it kind of showed me a frame or two of the beginning of the cutscene again.
Then
went back into the game. A couple of times enemies were like going inside kind of scenery and set pieces and stuff by accident, just kind of like morphing into them and then coming back out as if that was on their path. And my rots did get a bit confused sometimes when I'd tend to pick something up and they'd accidentally just kind of carry it into a bush because the path hadn't told them to not go into the bush.
No rots.
No, come out of the bush. And then I couldn't get my stuff back because...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It was in the bush and they couldn't pick it back up.
I don't know how platform dependent that is because I've not had any glitches in that sense. But I have noticed when I've had little tool tips or like when the tutorial has come up at the beginning of the game with like, oh, press R2 for a heavy attack. And it shows in the little dialogue box that will show some footage of her doing a heavy attack.
Yeah.
And those clips I've noticed can be a bit frame ratey for me. And I'm like, come on, I'm playing on a PS5. Why can you not run a tiny little video like that smoothly?
Which,
it's a bit weird. But
because, I haven't noticed those. But there are two other key things that bother me about the game.
Okay.
One of which almost made me turn it off.
Oh my God, okay.
But in the sense of like, I was just frustrated, not that I wasn't enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one, which I was kind of like, this is annoying, but it's fine. Sometimes your rots have to form they go into their true form, which is just like a big slug.
This is one
situation.
Of mine as well.
Yeah. You find like a tier of the forest and you can use this to like destroy some of the corruption to get into new areas, or it kind of implies that you can also use it in combat, but I just haven't bothered because it's too difficult. And it's basically a big slug, but you have to control it with the right stick while controlling Kino with the left stick, which obviously normally you can change your camera with the left stick. However, when you're doing this... the right stick. But you can't do that when you're controlling the rot thing. And it's just not very intuitive and it doesn't really make sense. It's quite difficult to control.
I totally agree. I feel like what they should do is let you continue to move the camera with your right stick, but then the rot will just go to where you're looking. That's what it should do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. You're actually physically moving them around with a single stick and like you can't change your camera anymore, which is it's really weird.
And if you get hit, so I tried to use it in combat a couple times. I was like, well, it's trying to imply that I should be using it in combat.
Yeah.
But I kept dropping like tears in the middle of combat. And I tried to use it, but every time you get like hit, which happens, I think, quite a lot, they just disappear.
Yeah.
They just disintegrate from their like tier thing. The other issue is also in combat.
Okay, so it's mine.
There is an ability to put a shield up.
Yes.
Using the left bumper. However, you have to hold the left bumper to get the shield to come up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just tap it or like press, you know, square to block or something.
Yeah.
You have to hold it because if you tap it, it just does like a pulse thing that you have to do during the game to like unlock things.
Yeah.
And you, in order to use this, you can just use it as a shield if you want to. However, there is like a parry mechanic that mm-hmm. they kind of encourage you to use because some enemies are really hard to deal with unless you have a parry mechanic.
Yeah.
And I have managed to do the parry mechanic about 4 times in the entire time I've been playing the game. And so much so that I've just given up and I don't even try and do it anymore.
I'm so with you here. I have not been using my shield at all.
No.
Because, as you say, if you tap it, it will do the pulse. So you have to hold it to make the shield come up. But like most games, yeah, you can hold the block button and just carry on blocking in a lot of games. But if you want to do a parry in most games, you only have to tap it.
Yeah.
Which means that you only have to start pressing block at the very last second.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to time a parry in this game, because it won't turn into a shield unless you've already been holding it for like half a second, because otherwise it'll do the pulse.
Yeah.
Then it means you're having to preempt like sooner than you would do in any other game where you have to parry. So.
And I also think it's not always clear when an enemy is going to attack
that
you.
Too.
There's sometimes where I think, oh, they're just walking mm-hmm. and suddenly I've been smacked with a big stick or something.
And you can get hit off screen in
and
this
you can
game.
Get hit off screen.
It's a bit cheap.
And it's not always, and you can't find health very often. It's quite difficult. You have to get your rots to like, you have to charge up your courage to open a flower to get health. Which, I mean, it's fine and I enjoy the mechanic when it like when I'm able to just kind of power through a fight and maybe I don't need it as much.
Yeah.
But sometimes I really do need it and I can't get to it. I think the issue with the combat in this game, and I want to just preface that I really like this game.
Yeah,
I've
me
really
too.
Enjoyed
me,
it.
Yeah.
The issue with the combat is that I think the AI is too good on the enemies, I think, when you're in the middle of fighting. So I played it on like normal mode. So there's like story mode, spirit guide, and like expert spirit guide or something, and which is like the hard mode. And I played it on spirit guide for most of it until the point where I died about 7 times to a boss. And I thought, I'm just going to go on easy mode because I literally cannot get past this boss because I would roll to dodge.
Yeah.
In the middle of this enemy like throwing a kind of boomerang attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, as I rolled, he would throw it and it would come towards
me. To where you're going to finish
so
your
I
roll.
Finished my roll and then got hit. Or I'd get hit in the middle of my roll. And there was also a couple times with a different enemy where I kept getting pulled back when, so they could hit me.
Oh.
So I was kind of rolling away. And then as I stopped my roll, I'd get kind of pulled into their hitbox
like
so
their
I could
animation.
Be hit. Yeah,
yeah,
it's kind of weird. So there's a couple of issues with the combat in the sense that I think the AI just preempts where it's you're going to end up and can hit you, which obviously can be quite frustrating when it's quite difficult to get health and the parry attack is quite annoying to try and handle. But yeah, I enjoyed the game. Someone asked me if it's worth the £33 price tag.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else said, I don't trust it because it's so cheap.
Yeah.
But then I also think this is... Ember Lab is an indie developer. Their game doesn't look like an indie game. Don't get me wrong, it looks like AAA.
It looks AAA, pretty much,
but
yeah.
they are technically an indie developer.
Mm-hmm.
It's their first game. So £33, I think, is a bargain.
I do,
for this game. I think it is so much cheaper than it should be.
I wouldn't want to pay like full
no,
price,
I wouldn't
like 65,
65
70
pounds.
Quid.
But I do think it is cheaper for what the game looks to be so far.
Yeah.
So like I say, I'm about 4.5 hours in, and it seems, I reckon this game probably got at least 15 hours, if not more, in it. So, and I'm, like I said, I've really enjoyed like most of it, just my combat bit, but everything else has been good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that for the first game and for what it is, this game is so good.
Yeah, I do. And it's just such a nice experience walking around and just taking it all in. And it's so pretty. And yeah, that soundtrack is just amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah. No, I'm really enjoying it for the most part. It's just a couple of combat niggles, really, like using the the slug form, as we dubbed it.
Slug form,
and
yeah.
And trying to use the shield as well is not ideal. Yeah. And also, as I say, I think maybe some of the characters are a bit over-designed. It's like a kind of committee.
Your opinion. Design.
But yeah, that's purely my opinion, and no one else is in the world. But yeah, I think it's worth the money.
I think so.
Yeah.
There was actually something else I just remembered. So there's a Twitter account called Can I Play That, which is all about accessibility.
Right.
And they take video games and like see how accessible they are for disabled players.
Yes.
And they had a couple of gripes with Keynote. So if you are a disabled player and you have some kind of accessibility issues, check out Can I Play That, because there was a couple of things about like the subtitles you can't change and you can't put a box behind.
Oh, like the size of them.
Yeah, you can't change the size of them. Like the enemy health bars are quite small. There's no aim assist that can be really helpful for a lot of disabled players. Mm-hmm. So if you are someone who has accessibility issues, check out Can I Play That, because they've highlighted some issues that might pertain to you.
That's a good shout.
But yeah, that is it.
Okay, well, there you go. Those are our thoughts. But I'm sure we'll have more to say in this week's podcast and maybe the next couple of podcasts as well.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be playing this every night for the rest of the week.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Ashton, for your thoughts.
That's okay.
But just enough time to say... Keena, Bridge of Spirits, more like Keena, bring the spirits, because it gives me a lot of like vim and stuff, you know,
right.
Playing this game.
Yeah. Keena, Bridge of Spirits, more like I'm so keener to keep exploring the Bridge of Spirits.
Oh my God, yeah, that's it. That's the one.
There we go.
We'll end it there.
We did it, Gary.
Fantastic. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will speak to you all very soon.
Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.